Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning. It's Free for All Friday. It's your time to talk. Talk it out. Talk it up. Whatever you want to talk about. It's your day if you choose to take the microphone. But I'm convinced that no one really wants to talk. I think people enjoy being lectured too. Interesting, right? I think people really do enjoy someone who can talk about a topic and talk about it long enough that it can make some sense, but not talk about it too long to where it becomes just garbly goop and too much. So, you hear me crinkling up paper? That's right, you do. Because I've got a lot of paperwork in my life, and that paperwork doesn't serve me unless I'm going to do something with that paperwork. Now, I love to write, but being a writer and not doing anything with it to make it a business is quite silly. Serving others is important, but getting lost in the serving of others and losing self is a really tough thing. So, I'm enjoying doing what I do, and it's made me who I am today by doing this radio show. But there are some other things that are calling me, and I'm okay with that. And I think you will be too, because you'll be able to still hear me different ways. If you can get on the phone and listen, you'll still be able to listen to me on the phone. If you can get on the computer and watch me on the computer, you'll be able to watch me on the computer. But I won't be tied down, this phone in my ear at a certain time of the day to record something or to be heard by others. Because technology has taken us so far. Technology has carried us so much further than where we used to be. So, I have to let technology go ahead and keep expanding my world because I'm not going to be held back. No way, Jose. Not at all. There's no point in being held back. Being held back is the worst thing that could ever happen to a human being. It really is. It's not a good thing. Being held back is, well, one of the very, very, very worst things that can happen to a person. You know, I'm looking forward to the day that everyone realizes that they could have been wealthy, that accepting the concept of self-leadership that required us to integrate our thinking and to integrate with time was all that was lacking, and putting that into business. Someday when we all wake up to that, we'll realize that there's never been a need for a ruling class, those few people that have controlled us. Whether it was your parents, your preacher, a teacher, a child, a spouse, a boss, that it was not necessary, but that you had been taught to believe it was. It's not necessary at all. Not necessary at all, no. I know that in the past, maybe I've let people use me. Maybe I've used people. It's not necessary. We were taught that it works that way, but it doesn't. It just doesn't work that way. No, it doesn't. We don't have to let anyone use us. We need to use our own skill set of integrating our mind with our work, with our time, to become more in time in business, not these boring people in jobs with no life. Today I'm full of life. I'm excited about life. I see more than I saw last year. I see much more. Much, much more. And it's sad to me to think that we'd be doing anything less than becoming the persons we're meant to be. It's amazing. There's so much that we can do. So much more. We've been trapped by politics and religion. We've been trapped by believing that any other human being is greater than we are. They're not. There's no way they could be. There's just no way they could be. It's impossible. It can't happen unless we begin to believe that someone is better than we are. They're not. Think of it. They're not. Because you have this ability to think for yourself and to become more. Or to believe someone else is more and become less. It's a simple mind shift, a mindset. A mindset. Wow, right? Just a mindset? That's hard to believe, isn't it? It is because we were taught that we weren't enough, that the parents knew more, that the teachers knew more, that the preachers knew more. That's right. It's a beautiful day in my neighborhood, and I hope it's going to be a beautiful day in yours too. That's right. Now, I want more for you. And I want more for me. I don't want more for you than I want for myself. And I don't want more for myself than I want for you. And it's free for all Friday, which means any subject you want to bring up, we will drill it down to its foundation and go on into its roots. Okay? A foundation is supported by what in a house? You see, there's the earth. And out of the earth, we make all kinds of things. But only because we're these brilliant, conscious human beings. With what I call that double-barrel brain. Being able to do more. Wow. Wow. Isn't that so cool? I just love that we can do more. We can have more. We can see more every day, unless you're visually impaired. And even then, you can still see more to life, perhaps more. That's right. It's wonderful. It's wonderful, and there's no reason to be afraid of anything. Absolutely nothing to be afraid of. We have everything. Everything to look forward to. Every single thing to look forward to. But we've been taught to fear. We've been taught to fear. We've been taught that someone was better. But there is no one who's really any better than you when you find what you love to do and you do it. And you knew that as a kid. You knew that as a kid. You knew that as a kid, as kids, that kids can, as kids can do, as kids can do. I love it. When I dig through things and I find something that I did a little while back, and I realize that what I knew yesterday, that is what I can learn today as I integrate my life forward. That's right. As I integrate my life forward, my life just gets better and better. Better and better, better and better and heather and the weather. And while some people are talking about the weather, which hardly impacts us today, others making our life better in ever so many ways, unending. To understand the world around you, you must look to where the values are in life. Who brings you values? What are those values? How do you use them? I can tell you this. More and more of us are using technology than we were 20 years ago. I'm going to go that far back. And I can tell you that through technology, there are less boundaries. Less boundaries. Less borders. Borders. It's kind of exciting. It's kind of exciting to think that there really is not a need for the borders. Your borders that you put up, the boundaries you put on yourself, are some of the most destructive things that happened to you. When we decide to unite behind the value creators of the world instead of staying stuck behind, the people that we thought knew more, we'll be better. We'll be so much better off. Because they don't know any more than you know. You've just made a decision that you think they do. You can learn anything. I remember when I decided I wanted to take on a new project. I had never done anything, ever. I had never taken on this kind of work in my life, never, ever. And my friend who had done things like this said, well, that's not tough. It's easy to do that. I said, right. Now, if I try to talk to you about the kind of work I did for years, what would you tell me? Oh, I don't know that. I said, exactly. We forget the things that we didn't know at one time were once considered difficult. We just forget it. We forget that once we move beyond it and we get out of the fear of learning something new. And you know, we're capable of learning something new every day. And here we are, this highly intellectual, highly integrated society of conscious beings and have been for over 3,000 years becoming more highly intelligent and highly integrated. And yet, we turn power over to a few in a ruling class. Why would that be? Why would that be? There's absolutely no reason for it. We've been taught it. That's it. That's all there is. That's all there is to it. There's nothing more to it except a belief in something that's not serving the people anymore. So when we decide to get beyond that, we'll be better off. Do you realize that all that society needs, I mean, I'm talking a global picture, okay? I want you to have a bigger picture in your mind today than just your little surrounding. Because if all you have is a picture of what you can see before you, it might not be enough to hold you. And you might be depressed because of that. But if you want to look wider as a whole, a global picture, law that would work for everyone, and that could happen through a universal removal of big government. We can't afford to have governments growing to be the largest employer in the nation. That's been going on for generations. We can't blame a past president. We can't blame, okay? But the more money that's given in a budget to the social good of a nation, stands to reason that more people will be ensnared in the social good, when that social good can only happen because business is done in the nation. And so when the nation's businesses are trapped by the government, when the government is on top of their businesses, prices will go up and the standard of living will go down in the nation. And America, we have signs of that. We were once one of the most free countries. We believed that immigrants were okay, and today we're not believing in them because we created them for them to come over. That's our own fault. We can't blame it on those who come here. We created it. So a simple change in the way the people think in a nation would change the nation and get it away from boredom, stagnation, poverty, sickness, lousy education, declining standards of living, and more, into a wealthy, did I mention crime? Crime goes up in a poor economy. So when you have government on top of business, your economy is not as strong as when government gets the heck out of business. I'm giving you a lot to think about today because it's important that you think this way. You have to have a different way of seeing life than from just your little community where you live. You can think differently and then do something towards the big picture that you see, and you're going to have more success than someone who sits and sees their little picture in their little town and does nothing about it except hang around, rubbing elbows with the people at the bar, doing things like that that will never, ever serve you. You've got to understand what it is you want to do. Go ahead and become it. It stands to reason that if a country, I don't care where the country is, would adopt one law that would govern everyone, it would protect everyone as well. Now, that sounds crazy, right? But it could. If the only purpose of a government was to protect the people from force, from any source, then everyone would be equally protected and no force could rise upon the people like in growing governments. So when you have a law that would protect the minority of one, then you would have wealth, health, and safety for every person, from the child to the adult. We have to protect the children. That should be the role of the adults. But if you had that one law, okay? Now, what if there was a political movement that came along and that was their only purpose? That common denominator of protecting the smallest minority, the minority of one, so that they could have wealth, health, and safety. Wouldn't you want to be part of that? Wouldn't you want to clear the way for such an incredible movement to happen in your country? But see, I know that I have people in other countries that listen to me. And if the people would bring that law to life, and that law would govern the people, that would make the difference. But we can't have politicians writing laws against business. Cannot. But people are moved by their emotional urges, their philosophies in life. And so if you could adopt the philosophy that the smallest minority, the minority of one, needs protection from cradle to death. And why do we believe in death? Why do we believe in it? Why do we invest so much in it? Because we don't like people to die. We'd like to think that there's a better place they go to when they die. And so we practice religions. And we don't need to practice belief in the smallest minority, individual, the self, to make life better because we're conscious beings. And to understand business, which is where we create wealth and take it to higher levels. And if every child was taught that, imagine the values we would have to exchange with each other. And if we were protected by the one law so that a ruling class couldn't grow in any nation, commerce worldwide would be no big deal. War would most likely go away. Poverty would be extinct because everyone could learn to become more and take themselves into business. Everyone could learn this, but we have the wrong view of our world. We have the vision that our parents put into us and their parents put into them, and for thousands of years, we believed in a ruling class having power over us, providing for us. But you see, that ruling class power has to take from business to protect or provide for us. And providing for us is not protection because we have that ability ourselves. So do we want to get rich fast or slow? It comes down to that question. Do we want to get rich fast by removing the force upon every individual, the smallest minority? Or do we want to try to educate everyone in how to become a business of their own? If we remove the force on people, people will automatically expand into something they love to do and will become it and create their own wealth. It's a beautiful life that we live in America, but we take for granted what we have. And that's not serving the whole. So there's been a movement out there for years. And it's got a very slow start. But it should get a big bump next year. Because there is no reason to go slow when we can move fast. There is no reason to not believe in self and to believe in others. There's no reason for it. We're conscious human beings with the power to create, shape our lives. We don't need to worry about the weather like our primitive ancestors did as much. Sure, we got to have an idea of what's coming our way, and that's why we have emergency broadcast systems. Troubled by the weather, like our ancestors, but we're troubled by whether we think we can know more, be more, do more, have more, because we don't believe we can, but we believe some others do, and we look at them as gurus, as the ones who know everything, when we can learn everything. But it's a philosophy in life. You either believe that we're good and therefore we'll do good, or you believe we're bad and we need governed. And for too long we've been taught we're bad and we need governed. It is time to remove the blinders It's time to get behind a new movement that has but one purpose, and that's the protection of the people so their wealth, health, and safety improves, not declines, because we've held up a system of power and control over the people by a small group of people over the masses in order for them to look important, and they're not important. Some year Americans will wake up to the fact that they are incredibly free, incredibly smart, and have great opportunities. If I have my way, I'll help people realize their potential in the year 2017. I'm doing an event in Florida. It's going to be a fantastic time. This is my third annual, and I know how much I've evolved in 3 years. I'm looking forward to sharing concepts with people and fun. We're going to have music and dancing and laughter and comedy and skits and vendors, and we're going to have a great old time, and we're going to be crossing the country after that with the GoBeyond.club. It's based upon the writings of author Mark Hamilton with the NeoThink Society, who believes this way. And if you could get on board with something like this, come join us in Tampa. Go to GoBeyond.club, GoBeyond.club, or call 314-448-1462 to register. It's only $125 to attend the event, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. And the rooms are reasonable, too. Check it out. Come join us. And go out and have a good day, because the everyday people bring the values, not those who ride our efforts to get where they got and tell us what they think we want to hear when we really don't want to be told what to do at all. Have a terrific day. Thanks for being here.